From the studios of Kootenai Co-op Radio, this is Deconstructing Dinner.
And welcome to Deconstructing Dinner, a syndicated weekly radio show and podcast produced in Nelson, British Columbia at Kootenai Co-op Radio, CJLY. I'm John Steinman, and today we descend onto the grounds of the legislature in the British Columbia capital of Victoria, where one of the largest rallies of its kind took place on May 8, 2010, organized by a coalition of groups calling for the many salmon farms scattered throughout the BC coastline to be removed in order to protect wild salmon. Between April 21st and May 8th, Alexandra Morton, a vocal opponent of salmon farms and a frequent guest here on the show, traveled from the community of Echo Bay in the Broughton Archipelago and on foot migrated south down Vancouver Island, where hundreds of supporters joined her as they approached the BC legislature. Deconstructing Dinner was in Victoria for the rally, and on the show today we listen in on the sounds and voices of the event, including Alexandra Morton herself, Chief Bob Chamberlain, Chairman of the Musqueam-Tsawatanuck Tribal Council, Grand Chief Stuart Phillip of the Penticton Indian Band and President of the BC Union of Indian Chiefs, Darren Blaney, the former Chief of the Homolko First Nation, Rafe Mayer, former politician and radio personality, Vicky Husband, a longtime advocate for protecting wild spaces throughout BC, Billy Proctor, a longtime commercial fisherman, and Finn Donnelly, the Member of Parliament for New Westminster, Coquitlam, Port Moody.
Bringing First Nations, environmental groups, citizens, everybody that we have ever seen on an issue like this. And
it is that territory that our people, as the Musqueam-Tsawatanuck, have never faltered in their words being spoke to the provincial and the federal government about open net cage fish farms. They are not wanted, they are not welcome, and it's time for them to go.
So sick and tired. I watch the TV and I listen to read the papers, and I'm so sick and tired of the lies that they put on. They say, oh, the North Pacific's dying, there's no feed up there. Last year Russia and Alaska had record runs of fish, and they don't have no farms. But anyway, and it lies that come from the fish farm industry. It's just atrocious what they're doing to us.
I want to say something to the people who inhabit this building a lot, as I once did. You bastards don't own those fish. You don't own those rivers. You don't own that environment. That's ours.
Some of the sounds from the May 8th Salmon Are Sacred rally held in Victoria. The rally marked the arrival of hundreds of supporters who on foot had joined wildlife biologist Alexandra Morton as part of what organizers called the Get Out Migration, a 2.5 week journey down Vancouver Island calling for an end to the presence of open net salmon farms in the waters off the BC coast. Deconstructing Dinner has been following this opposition since our show first began airing in early 2006 as part of our ongoing series Norway, British Columbia, appropriately named because of the over 92% ownership of salmon farms in BC being among Norwegian multinationals. On Saturday, May 8th, Alexandra Morton, First Nations leaders, and hundreds of supporters arrived in Victoria at Centennial Square, where thousands more supporters gathered before walking down the streets of Victoria's downtown to the foot of the BC legislature. In this first clip from the Centennial Square rally, we hear from Chief Bob Chamberlain from the Kwiksutenuk Ankwa Amish First Nation. Bob is also the chairman of the Muskama Tsawatenuk Tribal Council. Bob is followed by Alexandra Morton, and this segment is introduced with a short clip courtesy of the SalmonAreSacred.org website, featuring Don Staniford of the Pure Salmon Campaign.
We're not just walking to Victoria on the 8th of May. We're walking to Oslo. We're walking to Norway to tell those Norwegian companies to get out of the wild salmon narrows, and to get out of BC's pristine waters.
On the BC coast, there's a growing opposition from citizens and First Nations to stop those big Norwegians, fish farm corporations, and save the wild salmon migration.
We do our guys the honest to look at me. Do go on over the guy to lock a quick masuit in the quapmis. Moose come all the gala eat leggings, eat the tuna coachly lockwo. We are making none more polis like Yuchnabas, Sanits, Lukulatsa, Gelikesla, Olegala, Ikwanala. My traditional name is Owadi. My nickname is Bob Chamberlain. I'm the elected chief of the Kwikmasutenuk and the Kwakmis First Nation. I know that many of you here recognize the two words Broughton Archipelago. That is the territory of the Kwikmasutenuk people. And it is that territory that our people, as the Muskamak Tsawatenuk, have never faltered in their words being spoke to the provincial and the federal government about open net cage fish farms. They are not wanted, they are not welcome, and it's time for them to go. And if you've ever wondered what does it take, what measure of action does it take to get a government to move, this is the action that it takes. And every one of you is going to be a part of the success of having Canada and the provincial government to wake up and embrace full value of healthy, abundant wild salmon stocks, period. For just a little too long now, your government has allowed international companies to come in and not bring their best understanding of their operations, and they're having an impact on your environment. Your government is letting you down when it comes to wild salmon. We all must embrace that and know that for fact. We are very blessed and we are very fortunate, each and every one of us that are here and the thousands that are not able to make the trip here. And we are very blessed to have somebody that has the strength, character, conviction, and love to look after and stand up to our governments. And I'm talking about Alexandra Morton, everybody. Please, let's hear a round of applause. The village that I come from is a very small village on Guilford Island. And just a few days before Alexander began this great journey from Tsawatenuk down here to Victoria, we hosted a humble lunch so that our nation could express our love and our support for the work that Alexander Morton does on behalf of our tribes, behalf of our territory in the Broughton Archipelago, but on behalf of all the wild salmon that every one of you here cares for. This is the kind of action that we require. It needs to go beyond today. We need to understand that the Department of Fisheries and Oceans is right now developing new regulations for aquaculture. So now is the time, everybody. Now is the time for every one of you here to organize your family, your neighbors, your friends, your neighborhood, and your community. And you send a letter to Gail Shea, Minister of Department of Fisheries and Ocean, and you tell her wild salmon first, closed containment now. Without further ado, I want to introduce to you a dear friend of mine and a dear friend of our nation, the Kwikpasutunuk and the Hukwamis. And I'm here to tell you all that our elders have seen the strength of the work that she has done for many years. Many years she has stood up and said no to this industry called fish farms. And I want everyone here to know that my elder, my matriarch, Humcha, bestowed upon my good friend Alexandra a name, and it is Gwayumzi. So please, everyone say Gwayumzi. Let's do it again. Gwayumzi. And now I'll let Alexander say a few words. Gayla Kessler.
Wow. Look at you. You did it. I love you. Thank you. We have come to believe that we cannot live in the natural world. We have come to think that we need to wreck everything. But it's not so. First Nations and salmon came to this coast together when there was nothing but water and rock and ice. And they grew together. We can do the same. We're at least as smart as them. Please, everybody, this is not the end. There's some people here, First Nations and otherwise, who are going to Oslo, Norway next week to show them this. And we will take this to Ottawa, if need be, if they can't hear us from here. Whatever it takes. Because this is about people. This is not save the salmon, this is save the people, save our towns. We want to thrive. We can learn to live with this magnificent planet that gave birth to us. We can do this. We know how to do it. We just need to put our mind to it. And as a young man said to me on the way down, he said, if you want to be represented, represent yourself. And here you are. And a chief in Nanaimo, Chief White, he said, we need to lead the government. Lead the government. Remember that. Lead the government. The government's not going to lead us. They're leading us into a downward spiral because they don't know which way is up. And I just want to say to the people who work in the salmon farming industry, we care about you too. This is about our towns, and you're in it. We're all in this together. Nobody is the loser. We'll do aquaculture on land, in tanks, whatever, and bring the wild salmon back, and we can have both. So, thank you, thank you, thank you. You've made me very happy. Not that I matter in this, but I want you to know that I really, really now do think we can save our salmon. So, thank you all.
This is Deconstructing Dinner. You're tuned in to part 6 of our ongoing series, Norway, British Columbia, a series that has been following the controversial salmon farming industry off the BC coast. On May 8, 2010, Deconstructing Dinner attended one of the largest rallies of its kind in the BC capital of Victoria, where wildlife biologist Alexandra Morton, alongside First Nations leaders and thousands of supporters, approached the BC legislature, calling for the removal of salmon farms from BC waters in order to protect the future of wild salmon. In that last clip recorded in Victoria's Centennial Square, we heard from Chief Bob Chamberlain from the Kwiksutenuk Ankwa Amish First Nation. Bob is also the chairman of the Musqueam-Tsawatenuk Tribal Council. And it was from Centennial Square that the thousands of supporters migrated down the downtown streets towards the BC legislature, where even more supporters were awaiting. Photos of the rally are posted on the Deconstructing Dinner website. The first to speak to the roughly 4,000 people on the lawn of the legislature was Grand Chief Stuart Phillip of the Penticton Indian Band and chair of the Okanagan Nation Alliance. Stuart is also serving his fourth three-year term as president of the BC Union of Indian Chiefs.
Firstly, I'd like to acknowledge the Songhees and the Esquimalt people. I'd like to acknowledge their elders, their spiritual and traditional and hereditary leaders. And I would like to thank them for hosting such a historic and powerful occasion such as this. I cannot begin to tell you or to describe how beautiful, how absolutely beautiful you all look here today on the front lawn of the legislature on such a beautiful day. I talked last night about an ancient Hopi prophecy whereupon thousands upon thousands of years ago, there was a prophecy that the time would come when the four races of mankind would come from the four directions, and they would come together because Mother Earth was in peril. And I believe, I absolutely believe that that time is upon us now. And it's that intuition that has brought us from many different places, from all points of the compass, from out of the comfort of our homes and our families, that has brought us here today to serve notice on the provincial government, on the government of Canada, on the Norwegian corporations, and those other corporations that are wreaking havoc in the pristine waters along the coast, and imposing their absolutely toxic and repugnant fish farming industry on us. And the only motive, let's be clear, the only motive is corporate greed and profit and the interest of the shareholders. And let's also be clear, this is not a labor-intensive industry. It's becoming more mechanized as each and every day goes on. So it's a bunch of bogus crap that the fish farm industry has been peddling now for quite some time. And I am so encouraged that we have all come together and we have all stood up and we have all declared here today and tomorrow and from this point forward that enough of this BS, and that we're going to continue to harness our collective energies and push back that global economic agenda that is so destructive, not only the fish farms, but the mining industry, Taseko Mines and the Prosperity Mine, the Enbridge pipeline proposal up north. not to mention Run of the River Project, so-called, and the Site C Dam proposal. So it's time for us to send a message, a clear message, a strong message to the pension-laden MPs that are responsible for appointing somebody as irresponsible as Gail Shea as the Fisheries Minister. It's time for us to stand up as one people. And demand her resignation. And we need to do that when we leave here today. We need to go home. We need to do the email thing. We need to send letters. We need to do all of that fundamental political work that we so often just set aside. We can't afford to do that with this issue. We got to be relentless in our efforts in pushing back their agenda. And it's going to depend on us to continue to network, to continue to hold each other up, and to continue to come together and support each other and get to know one another. And this journey, this vision that Alexandra had, and she brought it forward in the bright light of day and shared it with a few people. John Lennon said at one time, he said, a dream carried by an individual is only a dream, but a dream carried in the hearts of all people becomes a reality. And that's what Alexandra Morton Gwiyumji has done for us. She's provided that beacon of hope. She's provided that leadership. She has brought us together. And from this point forward, it's up to each one of us as individuals and as families and so on and so forth to carry this agenda forward. So, I leave here very happy, greatly encouraged. I thank each and every one of you for that. And I just want to say in closing for tomorrow, happy Mother's Day. Because I don't think there's any doubt that it's the women. It's the women that provide the strength and the courage. It's the women.
Grand Chief Stuart Phillip of the Penticton Indian Band and Chair of the Okanagan Nation Alliance. Stuart is serving his fourth year term as President of the BC Union of Indian Chiefs. Stuart spoke on May 8th to a crowd of 4,000 people on the lawn of the BC Legislature in Victoria. Also speaking at the event was longtime supporter of preserving BC's wild spaces, Vicky Husband. Vicky received the Order of British Columbia in 2000.
I want to acknowledge that we're on the lands of the Coast Salish people and all of the First Nations leaders who are here. It is extremely important that we all stand together. This is the biggest rally bringing First Nations, environmental groups, citizens, everybody that we have ever seen on an issue like this. And in your messages to those absent politicians, you can say that to them. These are the people who are speaking because there is no leadership. We only have private interest governments, both federally and provincially. It's time for change. It isn't just about getting the fish farms out of our oceans, which should have happened a long time ago. I want to acknowledge Alexandra Morton, who has been unbelievable. She is it. We are for fortunate to have such leadership in our communities, and everybody who is here is a leader in your own right. This is your time to take action, to stand up and be free radicals as well. Stand up for what you believe in. If we don't do it, who will? And we are not seeing leadership at either government level. I agree with Chief Stuart Phillip. We should ask for the resignation of the Fisheries Minister, Gail Shea, right now. Salmon are the icon. Wild salmon are the icon of British Columbia. They define who we are as a people, all of us. Yes! And without them, who are we? So if we don't stand up for endangered wild salmon right now, no one is going to. So that is my message. Every one of you have to take action. It's not up to one or two people. It's everyone, the thousands of people who are here today. This is what you have to do. Thank you.
Vicky Husband. Another well-known voice on the issue of salmon farms on the BC coast has been Rafe Mayer. Between 1975 and 1981, Rafe served as an MLA for the riding of Kamloops and later became a popular talk show host until 2005. Since then, Rafe has been a vocal opponent of the privatization of BC rivers and creeks and of open-net salmon farms. Here's Rafe Mayer speaking on May 8th in front of the BC Legislature in Victoria.
I was thinking today how lucky British Columbia is to have had such a wonderful effort, an unbelievable effort, by someone who came here from the United States and people who have been here forever. To think that Alexander Morton and our gallant First Nations have brought us to this point is a credit to them, and I think we should acknowledge it. I want to say something to the people who inhabit this building a lot, as I once did. You bastards don't own those fish. You don't own those rivers. You don't own that environment. That's ours. Moreover, just because the responsibility is now with the federal government doesn't get you off the hook. You started this in 2001. Every step of the way, you blocked Alexander, you even blocked some broadcasters as well. You told lies after lie after lie. And you are the reason that we're in this trouble. We expect you to make up for that by going back to Ottawa as a government and saying that people of British Columbia will not stand this any longer. Get rid of those fish farms. Have to leave this today, this glorious celebration today, realizing we haven't come to the end, but the beginning of the end. We have to take this spirit and keep on going with the same power being expressed here today, the power that's in all of our hearts. We can't let up for a second. We can't let up until those fish farms are gone. We can't let up until that rivers policy is reversed. We can't let up until there's no pipeline. We can't let up until there are no tankers. This is our environment, our country, our province, and we want it back. And I leave you with this thought. With the leadership that we have, from our First Nations, and from Alexander Morton. And I want to just tell you that I've sort of been in this fight with Alex for a long, long time. And like everybody else that knows her, I'm hopelessly in love with her. She is an inspiration to everybody. And my wife isn't jealous. She says, I am too, and I know what that means. But we all are. We are lucky to have the First Nations, to have Alex. And with them leading, and us continuing the fight, we're going to win. So help us God.
This is Deconstructing Dinner, a syndicated radio show and podcast produced at Kootenai Co-op Radio CJLY in Nelson, British Columbia. Deconstructing Dinner offers our show free of charge to not-for-profit radio stations and through our podcast, and relies on the financial support from listeners. You can help financially support this show on our website at deconstructingdinner.ca. Today's episode and part 6 of our Norway British Columbia series is archived there under the May 13th, 2010 broadcast, where images and many links about today's topic are also posted. Since 2006, we've been covering the controversial salmon farming industry off the BC coast, and on May 8th, the growing opposition to the industry culminated at a rally in front of the BC legislature, where an estimated 4,000 people gathered, demanding that salmon farms be removed from coastal waters. The rally marked the end of what organizers had called the Get Out Migration, led by biologist Alexandra Morton from the community of Echo Bay, who left her home on April 21st to walk down Vancouver Island for two and a half weeks en route to the May 8th rally in Victoria. Organizers of the migration and rally included the Wilderness Committee, Wild Salmon Circle, Communities for Wild Salmon, and Salmon Are Sacred. There were also many First Nations supporting Alexandra's efforts, including former chief of the Homolko First Nation, Darren Blaney. The Homolko First Nation is centered throughout Butte Inlet in the upper Sunshine Coast. The Homolko are the only First Nation to have had salmon farms successfully removed from their territory. Darren called for the resignation of Canada's Minister of Fisheries and Oceans, Gail Shea.
It's a real honor to be here with you all. And I'd like to thank the people of the Songhees and the Esquimalt First Nations for allowing us to come and do our business here, important business, and allowing us and Alexandra Morton to come here and start the work of saving our salmon. It's been too long since the government has been disconnected from the people that elected them into office. You know, there's a story in one of my friends from the U.S. He talked about the people, the humans, they were so pitiful. Long time ago, when humans first came to this earth, they were so pitiful. And all the animals and all the creatures, the plants, they got together and started to see how can we help the pitiful humans. And they asked, who's going to help the humans? The first one to stand up was the salmon. And as the salmon stood up, all the other creatures of the ocean also stood up to help the humans, the pitiful humans. The next ones to stand up were the deer and all the four-leggeds. After that was the medicines, the plants and the medicines offered to help the humans. And from there, the winged offered to help the humans. The people in return were supposed to look after all of the things of this earth. And I think we've lost our way, just as our governments have lost their way. Our provincial governments have lost their way, our federal governments have lost their way. Gail Shameful, maybe. She should resign. She shouldn't be doing this job. You know, I've been up and down the Fraser talking to First Nations. And one of the things that's always, always annoying for me to listen to fish farms, whenever I hear somebody look at the paper, there's always the talk of jobs. They say that jobs from fish farms feed families. And when I look at the First Nations up in the Fraser who don't get any salmon, impoverishment, and all the social problems, unemployment, and their main food is salmon. So who's going to feed them? Certainly not the fish farm companies. When we sat and negotiated with Marine Harvest, we sat in the room for 16 hours a day trying to get them removed out of our territory. so many times they were almost ready to walk out, and we kept pushing and pushing, and eventually we got them to agree that they were going to remove their farm. But the work there, I think, is only just the beginning. I think the government has been, whenever you talk to any government, you talk to a fish farm, you know, the denial machine is in full force. You talk to the provincial government, it's always about denial. I felt like I was talking to Marine Harvest. I talked to Canada, DFO, I felt like I was talking to Marine Harvest. It didn't make any difference. They were the same thing. And they have forgotten who they serve. I think they need to remember that they serve you, the voters. As my good friend Bob Chamberlain says, the only thing more sacred to the politicians is your vote. And I think they need to remember that. They remember that with that vote comes the service of those people. You know, there's a lot of work to be done on the fish farms, and I really appreciate the work that Alexandra Morton has provided. You know, with all the vision, the courage. You know, when we walked down the island, I didn't walk down every day. I joined them wherever I could. But, you know, it sort of reminds me of the pain and the suffering that the salmon go through in order to provide our food. You know, my feet are sore. I got blisters and tired. And, you know, but the salmon, they go up the river without eating, all the way up to the end of the river, end of the Fraser, all these rivers. And when you take a look at all our environment, it is all connected to the salmon. All our forests are connected to the salmon. All the bears, all the eagles, the wolves. I think we need to remember that the fish farm is not going to feed our eagles, our bears, our wolves, and our forests. So many times the government has said, you know, if they escape, they'll never survive. And guess what? They survived. And then when they went up the river, they said they'll never go up the river. John Volpe did some studies and they were finding them a couple of generations in our river systems. I talked to people in the Stalo. They were catching Atlantic salmon in Stalo area. I talked to people in Lytton. They were catching Atlantics in Lytton. In Lillooet, they're catching Atlantics in Lillooet. You know, one of the elders in Lytton, Nathan Spinks, came and talked to me one time, and he said that DFO was telling him not to fish. He wasn't allowed to fish. He just shushed him and told him to come sit down and watch this fish. And as the fish swam up to his net, the fish came up to the net and just turned and went along sideways of the net and went around. And he said that was a farmed salmon. So they are getting into our river systems. So we have to save our salmon, you know. I think it is our turn to stand up for the wild salmon. You know, just as the salmon was the first one to stand up for us. You know, the corporations, this Marine Harvest Corporation, Cermaq, and Grieg, all they care about is profit, and that will never end. You know, the only thing that keeps growing to its own detriment is cancer. And we need to remove this cancer from our coast. I'm going to be going to Norway in about 10 days from now, the 16th, or 8 days from now, the 16th. And I'm going to be going with Don, and we're going to be going to the shareholders meeting in Norway. So we'll be bringing your message. And and what a strong, powerful message it is.
Darren Blaney, the former chief of the Homolko First Nation, whose territory is located around Butte Inlet in British Columbia. Deconstructing Dinner recorded Darren on May 8th, speaking in Victoria at a rally attended by an estimated 4,000 people. Also calling for an end to the practice of open-net salmon farming off the BC coast was an elder commercial fisherman from the Broughton Archipelago, Billy Proctor.
Well, I can't talk very loud, but I'll try my best. But I'd like Alexandra Morton to come and stand by me if we could, because we've been together since day one on this issue. When Alexandra Morton first came to the Broughton Archipelago, she used to come and ask me a million questions about fish. And I do know a little bit about fish. I've commercial fished for 60 years. I've lived in the Broughton Archipelago all my life, which is 74 years. And she went deckhanding with me for about 3 summers. And that's really what got her interested in the fish and industry, because she could see how important the fish were to this BC coast. And it was a very educating period of her time. And I have to say I'm absolutely overwhelmed with the power that this woman has. I would like you all to give a big hand to Alexandra. There's probably no one better in this whole crowd that knows how the demise of the salmon in the Broughton Archipelago have gone down better than I do. The runs that are in question, I have fished for 35 years, starting way back in 1951, and I followed them pink salmon all the way from the ocean right in as far as we could fish to the boundaries. And it was 20 years ago, it was quite common to get 500 and 600 pink salmon a day when you were trolling. The last troll opening, it was in the Broughton. DFO sent one boat in to test fish, and in 3 days he got 12 fish. So that gives you a little idea how it was. Kinkam Inlet used to have anywhere up to 700,000 spawners. I think last year it had 126. And some of the streams, like Emily Lagoon, they saw 3 pink salmon in there, and I've witnessed runs of 300,000. And it just goes on and on and on and on, so... But the one thing we've got to really fight for is to get them farms on land or out of the water. I really don't... It's okay to say we're going to put them in close containment and we're going to do this. And DFO says we got to do more steadies. Christ, they've steadied everything to death as it is. How are we going to do more steadies? It's hopeless, though. They said, they called all us old farts in and told us that we had to tell them where the migration routes of the wild salmon were. This is about 18 or 20 years ago. So all of us fishermen in the Broughton and around Alert Bay and Santula gathered in Alert Bay and we drew up a map. And DFO put on them green zones, yellow zones, and red zones. And now out of 17 farms in the Broughton, there's 11 in the red zones where there was not supposed to be any. And them are the ones that are causing the main trouble, and they've got to get out of there and get out fast. I am so sick and tired. I watch the TV and I read the papers, and I'm so sick and tired of the lies that they put on. They say, oh, the North Pacific's dying. There's no feed up there. Last year, Russia and Alaska had record runs of fish, and they don't have no farms. But anyway, and it lies that come from the fish farm industry. It's just atrocious what they're doing to us. And the final message I want to give you guys, I've seen this is the biggest congregation I've ever seen in my life, of First Nations and us white guys, or whatever you want to call us. But it's great to see us all getting together at last. There's been a bit of conflict. No one. God knows that any better than I do, because most of the First Nation people I see here today that come from the Broughton Arc, Ballygo, Kinkaman, with Guilford Village and Hopetown, I know them since they were kids, little kids going to school and everything else. So I've always had a real good working relations with First Nations, and I hope that everybody in this crowd can keep up that working relation. And before, when you leave here today, don't just do like a lot of us commercial fishermen did. We used to bitch and complain about things all summer long, and then we went in and tied our boats up and forget it the rest of the year. You've got to keep on. Just think, if everyone in this crowd wrote a letter to Ottawa today, think of the amount of letters they would get. Somebody's got to change something.
Billy Proctor, a commercial fisherman from the community of Echo Bay in the Broughton Archipelago. This is Deconstructing Dinner. Today's episode, featuring recordings from the May 8th Salmoner Sacred Rally, are archived on our website at deconstructingdinner.ca and posted under the May 13th, 2010 broadcast. You can also learn more about the salmon farming industry by visiting the page of our Norway-British Columbia series, which is our ongoing coverage of the subject. And with the May 8th rally being indeed a political one, it was no surprise to have Member of Parliament Finn Donnelly address the 4,000-person rally in Victoria. Finn Donnelly represents the riding of New Westminster, Coquitlam, Port Moody, and is the NDP's critic for fisheries and oceans. He's a longtime supporter of protecting wild salmon and has swam the Fraser River on two occasions now to draw attention to the plight of the wild salmon. On May 5th, Finn introduced proposed legislation calling for an end to open net salmon farms.
It's great to be here in this historic moment. So many people have gathered to send such a powerful message that we need to protect our salmon. We need to protect our wild salmon. And Alexandra Morton is leading the way. You know, Alex has brought not only a school of salmon, but a school of people the length of the Vancouver Island, right to the steps of the legislature, right to send an important message to all British Columbia and to all of Canada. And you know, it reminds me of when I did my swim in 1995. I started off high in the headwaters of the Fraser River, one of the great salmon rivers of the world, and I didn't know what I was going to get myself into by swimming 1,400 kilometers down that river to draw attention to our salmon and the plight of our salmon. But by the end, so many communities, First Nations, young people, old people, all sorts of people knew why I was doing that, why we had to do that, and why Alex is doing this walk today. It is to protect our wild salmon. We need to take action now. I was able to introduce a bill, a private member's bill, 3 days ago on Wednesday in the House of Commons, calling for the transition to closed containment of all farms on the West Coast.
Member of Parliament Finn Donnelly. Following Finn Donnelly, MP Denise Savoie also spoke alongside 16-year-old Taya Block, who first introduced the idea for the bill introduced by Finn Donnelly. That recording is archived on the Deconstructing Dinner website. And as we near the end of today's broadcast, we can't forget to share the words of Alexandra Morton herself, the focal point of the Get Out Migration and the Salmon Are Sacred Rally. Alexandra was deeply moved by the amount of support that her many years of challenging the salmon farming industry had encouraged, but she suggested that now the effort is in the hands of all of the peoples living in Canada to demand that salmon farms be removed from coastal waters.
Here's Alexandra Morton.
So So I'm thinking we get to keep our salmon. Not because I walked down the island, but because every one of you showed up. Because Gail Shea and the rest of them are immune to me. That's a fact. I don't have much to say to you because my feeling is it's over to you now. I know each one of you is going to go back to your homes and you're going to write a letter and you're going to email both your members of parliament, your MLA, Harper, Gordon Campbell, I suppose, and anyone else who you think might be running the show here, because what is going on is berserk. How we got convinced that it was okay to let these Norwegian companies come in and put fish in pens and tell us we couldn't go near them. And they vaccinate their fish and say it'll be okay. But it's not okay for our fish. I have spent 10 years looking exactly at what their farms do to our fish. And as I said in the previous spot, people and salmon can live together. We know that. It's been proven because 10,000 years ago, when the ice receded from this continent, the First Nations people and the salmon came together into a hostile land, and they thrived together. There's two people standing above me on the stairs. One has sea lice, a bad case of sea lice all over her face. Anissa Reed, who is the creator of salmon, wild salmon, the backbone of the coast. And then there's also Don Staniford, dark glasses, messy hair, dark shirt. I realized earlier this year that it was time to go to do something else, because the last two talks I gave, all the people wanted to know. They didn't want to know about sea lice anymore. They just wanted to know what to do. And so I called Don and Anissa, because those two think so far out of the box. They don't know where the box is. And as soon as this idea fell out of a mouth, we got up. It was 10:30 at night, and we clocked how long it took to walk 1 kilometer, and we started planning the route. And from that point, all of you took over. People helped in every community. An amazing group collected around us and walked the whole way, cooking, making fires, keeping us safe on the road. The RCMP were phenomenal. And it all comes down to this. Do we live in a democracy or not? This is a test. Okay. So I'm just going to do one last thing. When I left the Broughton Archipelago, I scooped up a jaw from a salmon. It's in the Metup River. Some people call it the Viner. It's probably a chum salmon jaw. And I'm going to lay it on the steps of the Parliament building, because we have been a successful migration, and we can leave something behind. There's that many of us. We can be not as generous as the salmon, but we're taking that step. So thank you, every one of you. I'm almost wondering if I'm awake. I really think we can have our wild salmon now. Thank you.
Alexandra Morton speaking on May 8th in front of the BC Legislature in Victoria. Again, today's episode, including links to the many organizations involved with the rally and unheard audio, is archived on our website at deconstructingdinner.ca in the May 13th, 2010 broadcast. Unheard audio on the site includes Brian Gunn of the Wilderness Tourism Association, Tyee Bridge, a writer and journalist, Lauren Horner of Fraser Riverkeeper, and many more. And in closing out today's part six of our Norway British Columbia series, here is Member of Parliament Finn Donnelly introducing Bill C-518 in the House of Commons on May 5th. As introduced earlier, the bill is calling for an end to the practice of open net salmon farms in BC waters.
Mr. Donnelly, seconded by Madame Savoie, moves for leave to introduce a bill entitled An Act to Amend the Fisheries Act, Closed Containment Aquaculture. This motion is deemed adopted. The Honourable Member for New Westminster, Coquitlam.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise today in the House to introduce a bill that aims to strengthen the Fisheries Act by requiring fish farm operations on BC's west coast to move to closed containment. The bill directs the Fisheries Minister to develop, table, and implement a transition plan outlining how fish farm operations would make that move. Mr. Speaker, the plan must ensure that those currently working in the industry will be protected during this transition. Mr. Speaker, New Democrats believe environmental protection not only can but must coexist with economic prosperity. In fact, British Columbia's and indeed Canada's well-being depends on it. Mr. Speaker, the idea for this bill came from Tia Block, a 16-year-old student from Glen Lyon Norfolk Secondary School in Victoria. It was her winning entry and my colleagues, the Honourable Member from Victoria, is Create Your Canada contest, which was held late last year. Mr. Speaker, last summer, Tia worked on a fish boat with her dad. They run a small fish operation that relies on healthy wild salmon. Tia wants future generations to be able to enjoy wild salmon, just like she and so many others have. She doesn't want it spoiled because we didn't take steps to protect BC's wild salmon. Mr. Speaker, amending the Fisheries Act and moving to closed containment is a step toward ensuring wild salmon remain healthy for generations to come. I hope all members of the House will join with me in supporting this bill. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Donnelly, seconded by Ms. Savoie, moves that the bill be now read a first time.
And that was this week's edition of Deconstructing Dinner, produced and recorded at Nelson, British Columbia's Kootenai Co-op Radio. I've been your host, John Steinman. I thank my technical assistant, John Ryan. The theme music for Deconstructing Dinner is courtesy of Nelson area resident Adam Shake. And this radio show is provided free of charge to campus community radio stations across the country and relies on the financial support from you, the listener. Support for the program can be donated through our website at deconstructingdinner.ca or by dialing 250-352-9600.